make a promise that you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. God, we thank you for the promise that we have, Lord, that when we leave this life, we'll walk into the next life, into the arms of Jesus Christ. Lord, today, we are going to celebrate two things. We're going to celebrate the life of Georgina, and Lord, we're going to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. And I pray in the name of Jesus that your anointing and your presence would rest upon this place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Well, back in the olden days, you used to read obituaries on paper. Well, I'm going to be using this, so I hope it works. Georgina Noel Howard, age 46 of Boyceville, Wisconsin, passed away on Saturday, July 20th, 2013 from health complications at the home of her grandmother, Dorothy Burton, who she enjoyed being with and spending her last days with. Georgina was born February 12th, 1967, in Menominee, Wisconsin, to John and Laura Burton Howard. On March 26, 1983, Georgina married Timothy Sims. This union dissolved. She later married Steve Paschal on October 15th, 1994. This marriage also dissolved. Georgina loved spending time with her enormous family, especially her grandchildren. She was an avid pool player, bingo queen, and played softball for many years in her youth. She played basketball and was a member of her local 4-H club. Caring for and showing horses were her favorite pastime. Georgina loved fishing and traveling with her Uncle Rodney Burton. She also enjoyed spending time with her best friend Janice Score. She will be sadly missed. Georgina has survived by her children, Carrie Sell, Amanda Adam Hetrick, Daniel Jerica Sims, Brentley Sims, her grandchildren, Caitlin, Jesse, Lillian, Logan, Sierra, Catherine, Carson, Jackson, Kendra, Jevin Lee, her mother, Laura Severson, sisters, Jody Dean Butler, Lori Thomas Lamb, Crystal Jared Smith, Afton Tom Simpson, Markia Severson, her grandmother, Dorothy Burton. She is also survived by aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. She was preceded in death by her father, John Howard, on March 31st, 2013. Grandfather, Marvin Burton, uncle, Marlo Burton, and paternal grandparents.
That happens, amen? I got to tell you something. First off, what a beautiful family. Look at this beautiful family. We're supposed to be off at the fireside room, which, by the way, a gorgeous church. You know, hats off to the pastor. Where's the pastor at? Gorgeous church. Thank you so much for welcoming us in this place. We felt welcomed right when I walked in. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful place. And so anyways, we're supposed to be back at the fireplace, and we're supposed to all get together and we pray and stuff. And so we get there and we felt like sardines. There's just too many people. So we had to go over to the other side. And then you have to understand, I should probably get a little background about myself. My name is Greg McPherson. I used to pastor in Durand, Wisconsin. And I had the privilege of pastoring Georgina and her family. And one of the things that happened to me when I went to Durand, Wisconsin, is I found out that almost everybody in Wisconsin are Green Bay fanatics. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life, where you actually are driving under the bridge as you go into Hudson, and you got people like 20 below, and they're green and gold going, ah, nothing, I mean, no shirt on, just going crazy and stuff. So anyways, I look at them, and I said, guys, you're wearing all these purple. I said, I just want to make sure you're still Green Bay Packer fans. And, you know, I didn't want to have any conversions to the Minnesota Vikings or something. I was a little bit nervous, but it was just an absolute privilege to be here. And I just want to share a little bit of some of the memories that I have. And we're going to be talking about the comfort of God, because I really feel that when a person is going through something like this, a family member is going through something like this, we need to know we have comfort from Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that you can leave this place knowing that God is there. And there's nothing more special to know that I don't have to walk this world or walk this life without God helping me and holding my hand. Well, some of the memories that I have, first off, when I pastored in Durand, as the kids called it dirt land, which I don't understand what that means, but as I was pastoring in Durand, what we like to do is we like to fish. Anybody here like to fish? I mean, I just enjoy fishing, and I guess there's a certain time on the Chippewa when the suckers begin to just run. And I think one of the first fish that, Brentley, that you caught was you were out there with me, and we're out there fishing and having a good time. We went out fishing. I also found that people like to camp a lot in Wisconsin while I was here. And what they failed to tell us is that when you guys go camping, it's not a tent. There's like trailers and stuff like this. I mean, it's all fancy. And so I remember we're going camping. I'm all for it. And so we're out on this camping trip with the families, and I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, hey, let's just put the tent right here. Well, about midnight, we come to find out that tent was on a bunch of daddy long legs, you know, like the whole things. And my wife looks at me, and we literally had hundreds of daddy long legs in our tents, and she goes, "Never again." I said, "Okay, we'll pass by that one." And we had a lot of fun. And when we go over to Georgina's house, and she was with Stephen at the time, we play Rook. Do you remember playing Rook? And we had a great time, and we tried cheating, Stephen and I, but we still lost all the time. I don't know what it was. But I mean, we had a good time and just had a fun time. And then I learned that at that time that Brentley, he liked to play Uno. Now, I don't remember how old you were, but you're pretty young. I swear he cheated. Because I'm telling you, he cheated because he beat me every time. I'm like, I'm an adult. I have a college education. You know, I have a degree. And I got this kid beat me every time that we're playing cards and stuff. But I want to tell you some of the best memories I have is praying with the family, is being with the family, is being their pastor, is loving the family, encouraging the family, lifting them up and building them up. And what I want to do today is I want to bring comfort. Now, one of the hardest things that I have to do as a pastor is not just funerals, but it's when you bury a friend. And I know that I have the assurance that Georgina's in a better place. But it doesn't make it easy for those that are left behind. And I know when you have a situation where it's a sudden death and it's not expected, that there are a lot of questions that people ask, and they say, "Well, how come she was so young? Man, she had a good family." And Georgina loves her family. What's one thing? She loves her kids and grand. You knew that. She loves her family. And you say, "Well, why do these things happen when they're all of a sudden you don't expect it? Something like this crazy happens and interferes with our life. It brings us hurt. It brings us discomfort." And I can just tell you, I don't have the answer. But I do know this. That when bad things happen to good people, that God is there to comfort us and to help us. I want to read a scripture out of John chapter 14. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Heavenly Father, I just pray in these next few moments as we talk about your comfort, I pray, God, that you would show me, Lord, how to bring comfort to this family. Lord, you sent your precious Holy Spirit to give us that comfort. So I ask you, precious Holy Spirit, envelop this place, fill this place. And God, may your presence, Lord, touch each person. In Jesus' name, amen. First, we see in this passage where he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Do you know that God's not surprised when we have troubles in our life? He's not surprised when we're going through difficult times. He has always given us a way to help us. He knew that we needed help. He knew that we couldn't save ourselves, so he sent his son. He knew that we needed him. Well, there's a boy and his father there driving down a country road, and this boy happened to be allergic to bees. And he saw that bee flying around the vehicle, and he began to cry out to his dad, Dad, I can't be stung by that bee, because if it stings me, you know what could happen, Dad? I'm going to end up in the hospital, and just really going nuts and crazy. He's like, Dad, you can't do this. Dad, Dad. He goes, son. He goes, don't worry. I've taken care of it. He goes, but Dad, you don't understand. If that bee stings me, you know, I have to go to the hospital. Something bad's going to happen. He goes, son, I got it taken care of. And he opens up his hand and he showed the stinger that he had taken for his son. You know what God the Father did for us? He sent his son to take the sting for us. See, God knew that we'd have trouble in our life. He knew that we would need help. He knew that we would need somebody to go to. And he sent his son to do that. How do I receive God's comfort? What is this comfort all about? First, I want to talk about peace, you know, receiving the peace of God. Do you know that when we receive God's comfort and we receive peace, that's not the absence of problems? Peace isn't the absence of problems, but it's the presence of Christ. Do you know that you can wake up every single day and you can know that God's there walking with you? That God's there to help you, that God's there to encourage you, that he can give you that peace. God's word says, this peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Friends, when our world's all crazy, we don't have to worry. God's in control. When our world seems like everything is sinking around us and things are happening that we can't have any idea of how to get through, we don't have to worry. God's in control. Friends, he's there to help you. He's there to love you. He's there to bless you. He's there for you. See, I can have peace because I know I have his presence. And friends, this is one of the things I hold on to deep in my heart. God's word said, if God is for us, who can be against us? And what I hold on to every single day, especially when I'm going through difficult times, knowing that when I'm going through this, that God is the one holding me up and I don't have to do it by myself. See, the peace is the presence of God, to know that he's there. I want you to know that during this difficult time, that peace is available for each one of you. The other thing I look at God's comfort is his love. You know what God's word says? God's word says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for his sins. For our sins, excuse me. You know, if God is willing to send his son to die on a cross for our sins, don't you think God is willing to help me when I'm going through a difficult time? Don't you think he loves me enough that he's there to bless me and to comfort me and to help me? Don't you think that if he is willing to give his very best, that when I'm going through things in my life, he'll be there to take care of me? See what the world does. The world does something really crazy. This is what the world says. The world says this. You know what? To get your comfort, to get your peace, what you need to do is you need to go to a bar. And you know, one of the things that's very interesting when you think about people that spend time at the bar, why are you going to tell a total stranger about all your problems? By the way, the bartender doesn't really care. He just wants a bigger tip. Hello. And you know, it's interesting. People say, well, I'm going to go there and I'm going to receive comfort from that. You will not receive comfort from that. You'll only receive more problems. The blessings of God's comfort is that he loves us. God loves us. He wants to comfort us. He wants to help us. You know another blessing of comfort is his forgiveness. God's word says that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know God knows that all of us need forgiveness in our life? We need to forgive and be forgiven. This is what I encourage families when I talk to them about funerals, and I've done many funerals, and when I encourage them and I'm by myself with them, I say, guys, listen. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, today's the day to bury the hatchet. Today's the day that to say, you know what, I'm just gonna move on. I'm gonna not hold a grudge. I'm not gonna hold the past against someone. Because if God could forgive me, why can't I forgive them? God's comfort, we receive his forgiveness. God's comfort because of his eternity. You know what God's word says? It says he'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more death or crying or pain. Life will be forever more in God's arms. I just want to share, if you don't mind, I'm not trying to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but I just want to talk a little bit. As we look at Georgina right here, she's gone. This is her house, but Georgina's in heaven right now forever. She's going to have no more problems, no more sickness, no more pain. She's with Jesus. That's the eternal hope that we have. And each one of us can have that hope if we simply say, Jesus, we need you to come into our life, to change our life. And you know what's really awesome? Is I know, because I'm ready to meet Jesus, that when I pass on from this life, that's somebody that I'm going to see when I walk in the gates of heaven. How about you? How do we receive the comfort of God? We need to ask him. When you say, Jesus, I need you, we need to trust him. Say, God, here I am. Come into my life. Change my life. We ask by faith. God's word says so. By faith you've been saved. You know, just as Markia was talking about Jesus and how she was so excited about Jesus, and you did a great job. I don't know where she's at, where she went to. She's around here someplace. She did a great job, and she was talking about Jesus, what Jesus means to her, and how much comfort that she receives through Jesus Christ. We receive that comfort, that gift of mercy, that gift of grace through faith. All of what we need to do, friends, is just to say, God, I need you in my life. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. That comfort is for all who ask, all who seek God. See, today is... we are here at the funeral. We're here remembering the life of Georgina. We're given a choice. We're given an opportunity. God's word says, choose your day. Choose yourself this day whom you will serve. Then Joshua follows up and says, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Each one of us have a choice. You know what would give Georgina the greatest joy? Is if she knew her family was serving Christ. Time may be short, but Jesus is just one word away. Time may be hard, but Jesus is there to comfort you. He's there to give you peace. You might be there saying, you know what, I want to try this on my own. I've tried it, but it doesn't seem to work. And you keep trying and trying, but I got to try this on my own. Friends, God did not create us to do it on our own. He created us to be a one who needs a Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ. A father was watching his young son trying to dislodge a heavy stone. The boy couldn't budge it. He says, are you sure you're using all your strength? The father asked. He said, yes, I am, said the exasperated boy. No, you're not, the father replied. You haven't asked me to help you. You don't have to carry the load by yourself. You don't have to live this life by yourself. It only leads to heartache, it leads to sorrow. Jesus is here to say, I'm here to carry that load for you because I love you. Heavenly Father, What a blessed family. Lord, a gorgeous family. Lord, and all the friends, Lord, all the people that came out to celebrate the life of Georgina. And Lord, I pray in these next few moments, Lord, that you speak to people's hearts and speak to people's lives. Maybe you're here today and I'm not here to get you to join any particular church or anything, but you're here today and you say, Pastor, you know what? I just need Jesus in my life. I need his comfort. I need his peace. I just need Jesus in my life. Would you remember me in prayer? Anybody here by uplifted hand, say, that's me. I need Jesus. Anybody here, just lift up your hand. Don't worry. I'm just going to wait a few moments. I want Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity you've given me to brag about Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that individuals, Lord, would go home, Lord, as they sit down by themselves, go into a room by themselves, Lord, that they go home and think about this message and ask this question. Have I been trying to live this life by myself? Have I been trying to do it by myself? And Lord, may they, each one that is doing it by themselves, realize they don't have to do it alone, but they can do it with Jesus. We love and appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you want to read the prayer first? Are you told?
I won't read the prayer.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad for the privilege of having Georgina with me. And though I will miss her very much, it's been wonderful to have her. So when Georgina came to my house, we talked most all the time, and between times she was gone a lot. Rodney tried to think of what he could do to make her happy, so he took her fishing a lot and around to see the relatives, and it was very hard on him to lose her too. And I'm glad. I feel definitely she went to heaven, and it's hard for us, but I'm sure she's in a better home. And I said something about poor Jesus the other day, and the Lord spoke to me and said, rich. So I'm so glad that she was ready to go. The night before, I had been pretty quiet and praying. The night before, I felt like praying out loud, and she was with me on the other sofa, and I prayed for quite a while. I figured about 45 minutes, between a half hour and an hour that I prayed, and I felt like the words were just pouring out, just coming to me what to say, and I noticed that. And you know, I'm so glad that we know Jesus. I hope you all know Jesus. And he's very close. Do you realize he's with you? If you're saved and if you belong to him, Jesus is with you. And he said not to search for the kingdom of God. And you know why? Because the kingdom of God is within us if we love the Lord. And I often think of John 15, where Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And I wonder what kind of fruit we are bearing today. Are we bearing good fruit, or are we
At this time, we're going to leave this mic open if there be a family or a friend that would like to share some memories. So at this time, we're going to give that opportunity if anybody would like to share something.
Thank you, Steve.
But I'm very thankful. I don't have fond memories with Georgina per se, but she did give me, like I said, my best friend, Max Little. And to me, that is an incredible big sister because, you know, Georgina, I think, took a lot of respect for getting pregnant at such a young age, but I would probably be a completely different person had I not had any friends hanging out with. I could be more like her heel. Good person. I can't say anything grandkids and how big they were getting. Whenever she saw our kids, was talking about her grandkids and how big they were. So I will love her always for that. And I want you guys to know she did love you guys and loved your kids very much. Your mom stuck up for you guys no matter what. You could have murdered somebody, but you did. But your mom would have had your back. The failed child would have stepped up for you and said, nope, they're perfect. Your mom said you guys are perfect. So, any other sibling stories? I had a lot, but my mom unfortunately said they were too inappropriate.
And Trent is able to take the saving of memory that
brought people last night, she was here, and said, don't go over to Dr. Morrow. Most of all, she taught us how to love and her fighting spirit has brought her family back together also. So I just have to thank my mom for everything she's done for all of us. I know I'm rambling, but I don't even see the care. And she was just a great woman, a great mom, a great grandma. She helped us all. She wasn't well. You know who she went to? and she makes bronze, a huge pan of bronze. And she does this probably about every 2 weeks, and she makes 9 to 12 pans. Well, one day when Jersey was there, I went down and helped Mom make them into buns. And so when Georgina, she was gone at the time, and when she came home, oh my, she loved Grandma's buns, and she was so blessed. And then she went somewhere camping, and she wanted to take Grandma's buns with her, so she couldn't even have the buns with her. So I feel blessed to, you know, like I said, she wasn't just my niece. We were raised as a sister. I came from 9 kids in my family, but my 2 oldest sisters blessed me with best friends. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, my grandma, Regina, she would encourage me in everything that I do. She would love the colors and in everything that she would do, she'd find something good out of it. And when we were fishing, like my Rod, Rosie, and Jesse, we lost so many hooks at a time, bobbers, and she'd just keep on saying, "It's alright, it's alright." She wouldn't really be mad about when Jesse would get the fishing pole caught in the trees somehow.
You gotta make sure to say this up.
myself out. So he said that everybody, and Mom was just like, I can't believe you did that to me. And, oh, her lottery tickets. I bought her lottery tickets, remember? On her way home, she said something about how she didn't win on a single lot. Well, it was close enough, so you didn't have to have the exact number, you could be one off. She didn't read the directions, so she probably threw away winners. And she just was like, well, do we know? You know? She didn't pay attention to read the directions, but oh, she'd read the newspaper, but she couldn't see. But she could read the newspaper. She could scratch her lottery tickets. She could do it all. But she couldn't see. And I guess I'm just really thankful she couldn't see, did she?
What a great bunch of memories, amen? Amen. Can we all stand, please? And we're going to have a prayer, and we're going to have our benediction at this time, and then after the benediction, we're going to have the pallbearers be ready to carry out the casket, and then if we can also have the grandchildren ready, they're going to be singing Jesus Loves Me in just a little bit. Would you bow your heads, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the promise that we have when we ask Jesus Christ into our heart to forgive us of our sins, that you come into our heart and you forgive us and you change us. We thank you for that promise. We thank you for that blessing. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd comfort this family. Lord, that you'd wrap your arms around this family and let them know that you're going to walk with them through everything that they go through. Lord, I also pray, Lord, that as we leave and we go into the fellowship hall to have a time of fellowship and food and talk and sharing, I pray that you bless that and bless all the people that gave towards it. In Jesus' name, amen.